Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie Sachs, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Here at Stirring the Pot, we bring together the best minds in food, nutrition, and health. Each week, we share a recipe, good food brands, great conversation, and lots of tips to make your life healthier. It's our goal to inform and inspire when it comes to my lifelong passion. As a kid, I was often sick, and doctors weren't giving me the answers I needed. So I learned to use food to help me get well and feel better. I went to culinary school, became a chef, then earned a master's degree in nutrition. Now I help people get healthy and stay healthy by understanding what they're eating and why. So reach out to me with any questions, and we'll stir the pot together. Stirring the Pot, where nutritious always meets delicious. Stirring the Pot is proudly presented by East Hampton Dental Group and supported in part by Hampton Jitney, Naturopathica Healing Arts Center and Spa, and Saunders & Associates. Stirring the Pot. Today's show is Out East Foodie, and I'll be speaking with Laura Luciano, the woman behind the Out East Foodie blog, or as I like to say, the queen of culinary consumption on the East End. But before we dive into that, here's drive-through nutrition. Beep, 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 yeah. In a fast-paced world of bad food choices, how can you make better ones? In other words, what can you tweak in your day-to-day to make a difference in your health or in the health of your kids? Today, we welcome Amy from Montauk to our drive-through window. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Steph. Thanks for letting me join. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Well, I have on my hands a somewhat picky 5-year-old boy, and he tends to be very fond of nut butters. So there's, you know, a lot of hype around the different types of nut butters. He seems to be pretty flexible. He enjoys peanut butter to almond butter to cashew butter to some brands of sun butters. But my question is, as I'm looking at this totem pole or hierarchy of nutritional value within nut butters, are there certain ones that are better than others? And should I be leaning towards using maybe an almond butter more than a peanut butter or giving him more of a variety? What's your opinion?
That's a great question, Amy. The first thing I'd like to say is when it comes to peanut butter, I urge people to always do organic and also to try to buy Valencia peanut butter. The issue with peanuts is that they carry a lot of mold, and the mold produces a toxin called aflatoxins, and a lot of children have allergic reactions. So I like to actually mix peanut butter in with other nut butters like the almond butter, which is extremely nutritious and one of my most favorite picks. So if your son likes almond butter, I would stick with that. Cashew butter is also a great option, tends to be more expensive than almond butter and not as readily available. There's also macadamia butter and sunflower butter, and you can try all of the different butters out there and integrate them into his diet, especially if he likes all of them.
Okay, wonderful. So a lot of us moms are encountering more and more these days, it seems, that one of our children's classmates has an allergy to nuts. And one of the suggestions that my pediatrician gave was to try the sun butters. The problem I'm having is that a lot of the sun butters have a very strong sunflower taste, obviously, because it's sun butter. But I've been told that some brands lean more on the nut butter flavor side than others. Do you have a recommendation?
You know, I don't really know which particular brand of those sunflower butters has the best flavor. What I would do is try all different brands, see what brands you can get your hands on, and try that. You can also try a little tahini. So like a sesame seed butter and mix that with a little apple butter on a sandwich. And that may be a really good shift also for you because it's not a nut, it's a seed.
Sounds great. I think the biggest challenge for finicky eaters, for moms with finicky eaters, is getting enough protein into our children's diets because as we all know, they're going to go straight for those carbs. What do you recommend? What do you give your children as a really good protein shot snack that's going to be nutritious and get them through the rest of that long day?
God, I love your questions, Amy. One of the things I like to give my kids is one of the Greek yogurts. So like the Faye yogurt that has the honey on the side so they can put the sweet in themselves. So the yogurt in and of itself is quite high in protein. I also do some cheese sticks. Okay.
Wonderful.
And then if you don't have the nut-free situation, doing some nuts is always good for your kids if you don't have that nut-free situation in your class. But those are the types of things that I will tend towards with my kids. And even, giving them a little piece of chicken is always a good thing. A piece of chicken, cut it into nuggets and give it to them that way.
Yep, he loves those. Final question. Since we're always struggling with the nutritional question, do you have a multivitamin that you found to be the most well-rounded that sort of can accent or complement all these wonderful nutritional choices we're trying to make for our kids?
Well, one of my most favorite pediatricians, Dr. Stephen Cowan, recommends Smarty Pants, and you can get them online. They're also at Smarty Pants or SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And they are the gummy ones. However, they are ones that he stands behind. And, if he stands behind them, so do I.
Yeah. And as I said, my son is pretty picky, and I've tried those with him before, and he loves them. And they're supposed to be jam-packed with really good stuff. So that helps to supplement. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. If you want to be on Drive Through Nutrition to address your questions or concerns, email me at info@stephaniesacks.com. Join the conversation on air. It could make a difference in your health.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby, from the bee. You can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, 'cause our eyes can see.
Now on to the good brand of the week. A few weeks ago, I was in New York City seeing clients. And when I take a trip in, I literally see people back to back with little time to stop to eat a relaxing meal. Guess what I did, folks? Yep, Stephanie Sacks ate fast food. But not any old fast food, Chipotle. More when we get back from this short break. Stirring the Pot is presented by East Hampton Dental Group, a multi-specialty dental practice with a caring, experienced team led by Dr. Mambrino and Dr. Venn. They provide many specialties of integrative dentistry all in one location. The state-of-the-art facility is in the heart of East Hampton Village. Information available at 631-324-6800 or ehdental.com. Folks, I'm talking about Chipotle. In New York City, crazy day with work, and I needed something quick and healthy to eat, so I popped into Chipotle for a vegetarian burrito bowl. Brown rice, pinto beans, fresh sautéed vegetables that still had crunch. That's hard to come by. Some guac and a sprinkle of cheese. I was skeptical, yet ended up completely satisfied. Yup, there's been a flurry in the news about Chipotle and their GMO-free claim to fame not being 100% truthful, but let me say this. They're a fast food joint that is definitely doing better than any other that I'm aware of, and they aim for transparency. Their food is super delicious and mostly nutritious and affordable. So, Chipotle, I commend you for all that you do, as it's far more than most.
You're listening to Stirring the Pot with Stephanie Sacks on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, Southampton, New York, serving the east end of Long Island and southern Connecticut.
And now it's time for our guest. Laura Luciano is a graphic designer by trade, but a few years back, she decided to take her talents to the table, literally. She's the Out East Foodie and has a blog of the same name that reconnects you with the local community through food. She meets with folks on the edible scene throughout the North Fork and South Forks of Long Island, eats with them, writes about them, and photographs them. And if she's not eating, she's inspired to create recipes using ingredients from the land and the sea. Do tell. Please. Thanks for stirring the pot with me, Laura Luciano.
Thank you for having me.
How did you go from graphic design to consummate Out East foodie?
Oh, well, in 2008, my husband and I bought a piece of land out east here in Long Island in Hampton Bays. And at the same time that we purchased the land, I was laid off from an agency as a creative director.
You were in New York City.
In New York City, yeah. where we still currently reside. And we said, you know what? Should we buy the lands? And I'm like, I feel really passionate about this decision. We really should go ahead and do it. And we purchased the land. I started a graphic design business out of my our 400 square foot apartment in New York City.
Right.
And yes, it's literally in our back bedroom. And I started a business out of the our back bedroom, and we went ahead and started to make plans in building out what our dream home would be.
Right.
And as I would be working from home, I was closer to my kitchen. And so I started cooking frantically, constantly cooking. Every week I'd be cooking and posting pictures and cooking and posting pictures, cooking, going to friends' places and starting to do dinner parties. And we would have themes with dinner parties. We would do we would do gnocchi fests with our friends.
This is a girl after my own heart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything was based around food. And my friends were like, you know, you really should start a blog. I mean, this was years of doing this.
Right.
I mean, about 3 years. And then last year, I had an epiphany. You know, as the house started to erect, I said, you know what? I think I should start a blog that talks about the Out East food scene. Because as we were building a home, I started to get to know my community all over again.
Yep.
We basically stay at my father's house in East Quogue.
Right.
And then from there, that's our landing point. So the house is literally where we're building it is 10 minutes away.
And it's like this whole eco-friendly,
yes,
green house.
Yes, it's a sustainable home,
oh,
which is in the Red Creek area. And while my husband, architect, is there playing architect and general contractor,
right,
I'm off being the Out East foodie. And I'm, you know, I'm going out and I'm meeting with, you know, farmers and fishers and cheesemakers and, you know, I'm getting to know my community all over again. And so I go out, I get inspired, I take their product, I'll go back and I'll create a recipe from that product. And then I go back and I tell my husband about all these great things.
Do you do this daily?
I wouldn't say it's daily.
Okay.
It'll become a little bit more active, I think, once the house is finally done.
Right.
But I would say it's pretty much every weekend.
Well, I know that you were at the Clam Chowder Festival in Montauk.
Yes.
Last weekend, was it?
Yes, it was last weekend.
Correct. Yeah, and I got your blog this morning. It was brilliant. And some great photographs of the chowder, of people online, of you were one of the judges.
Yes.
And I'm proud to say that one of my friends won first prize, Dave and Cindy Siva from Soleil East in Montauk for the
great
New England clam chowder,
Right, the New England clam chowder, correct.
Yeah, so you do stuff like that. Like, what are some of the other things that you do?
Oh, I mean, well, besides being a judge, you know, at the Clam Chowder Festival, which I thought was, I mean, you have to imagine, I ate literally, it must have been about 12 to 14 cups of chowder. I mean,
did you have heartburn after that?
I did. I think I texted you that I had agita, as I call it. I mean, it was like really
food odge.
Yeah, exactly. And the beauty of that event is that it was anonymous. We didn't know what restaurants were there. As a matter of fact, volunteers from the Chamber of Commerce were ladling out the soup. And so we didn't recognize anybody. So it was a fair and square vote for sure.
Do you judge any other events on the East End?
No, I haven't. I haven't judged. That was the first one for me.
So, but you go to a lot of different events and you photograph.
Absolutely, yes. I go to the chef's dinner, for example.
Right.
I went to. The Taste of Two Forks is another one that I had gone to. I go to all different events. Slow food East End events, for example. I'm a member, so I go
right.
I go to their events.
That sounds fun. I want to come in your camera case with you to all these events.
Yes, if I could fit you in, you could come with me, sure.
What is your most favorite experience, like in this past year? Can you pick one?
I think I can, and it was recently, and it was Outstanding in the Field.
Oh, at Eco Farm, right?
Yes, it was in East Hampton at the Eco Farm, and I was blown away. I mean, Jason Weiner was amazing.
From
Almond Restaurant.
And he cooked for all of these people. Outstanding in the Field, will you explain to our listeners
yes.
what that is? It's
Outstanding in the Field. Outstanding in the Field was created by Jim Denovan, who happens to be a surfer, chef, artist. And he literally makes an art installation out of a food table that sits in the middle of a field, a farm, a mountain.
All over the country.
All over the country. It's a traveling show. And here it was in East Hampton. I was privy to sit with farmers, fishers, Dr. Dish,
Dr. Dish did the fish.
Dr. Dish did the fish.
Sean Barrett. This is
Sean
a shout
Barrett.
Out to you.
Shout out to Shawnee. Yeah. And so his fish was there and Amber Wave Farms. I mean, local.
What a tribute, right?
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I was very inspired.
Okay, we are going to be back with Laura Luciano after this short break to continue the conversation and learn about her blog, Out East Foodie.
Stirring the Pot is supported in part by Naturopathica Healing Arts Center and Spa. For 15 years, Naturopathica has been the Hampton source for holistically soothing massages and facials, complemented by their complete line of all-natural skincare and anti-aging products. Information available at 631-329-2525 or naturopathicaspa.com.
I'm Stephanie Sachs, and with me is Laura Luciano, the queen of culinary consumption on the east end of Long Island. And we finished the first segment with a conversation about outstanding in the field. And I want you to talk about your blog now, your Out East Foodie blog, because you did have pictures from that beautiful event, as many others that you go to. So what is the blog exactly?
Well, the blog is really my journey getting to know the East End of Long Island. But I think, you know, I want people to be able to go to my blog and to be able to know where to get locally sourced food. Now, whether you live in the Midwest and you're hearing my blog, that should inspire you to ask questions locally.
Absolutely.
So it's the same thing with being here in the East End. If people are traveling to the East End, it's my way of going to a farm, talk to a cheesemaker, being able to photograph what they do to bring visual story to the blog, write about what it is that they do, and then from there actually take their product and make something out of it so that it's tangible, so that people can say, okay, if you went to Catapano, go, you know, to
oh
do Catapano
my god
farm,
I went there yesterday.
Amazing.
Oh my goodness,
their product is incredible.
Holy bejeebers.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Oh,
or to Clude Farm, their raw milk, for example.
Right.
I mean, what you can do with their product is really amazing, and it really speaks, you know, like when you try their product, You can taste it. I mean, it's fresh, it's local. You get to know the farmer or the fisher, and you know where that food came from. So there's no mystery in it.
Well, what's so interesting is today is National Food Day, launched by the Center for Science and Public Interest. And the goal of National Food Day is to introduce people to the concept of real food and get people farther away from fast food and processed food. And so it's so apropos to have you on the show when we're here talking about real food and how to connect people with the local land. And so I guess my question is, you had mentioned something earlier, which was so important, that whether or not someone's living here or in the Midwest, your blog can inspire people to get connected to their local land.
That's exactly what it's right. I mean, what it's about. You know, why? For me, I'm really passionate about getting to know the people that make our food. I want to know exactly who they are, because I'm very passionate about what they do, and I'm passionate about what goes into my body. People should become more spiritual about where food comes from and be enthusiastic about it. Take the mystery out of where are things coming from. You know, again, I mean, if you're not, like, we're blessed. The East End of Long Island, we are truly blessed with the people.
We are.
With the artisans that are around us and the farmers. So if you're not fortunate enough to be in maybe the situation that we're in, still ask the questions. Whether you go to a supermarket, whether you're going down the road and you see somebody that's selling something, get to know that person.
That's music to my ears, because that's what I always say. I always joke, and I mean, it may sound like a broken record, but people put more thought into the gas that they put in their car than the food they put in their body.
That's right.
And that's, it just never ceases to amaze me. And so today, in honoring National Food Day, which you can learn more about at foodday.org, I urge everybody to take a look at Out East Foodie and see how you can connect with the local land out here and make a difference and try the recipes too, right?
Yeah. I mean, all those recipes are using local ingredients.
So what are some of your recipes?
Oh, my gosh. There's seared scallop with a tomato heirloom gazpacho, for example. Or I'm really big on making pasta. So I made a grano arzo pasta.
Because you're Italiano.
Because I'm Italiano. So there's a lot of pasta dishes. Timpano, which is a big drum of pasta.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's the most heart healthy, but it's the most delicious thing that you'll ever eat. Then there's the butternut squash gnocchi, which is absolutely delicious. That's a local recipe. With Dock to Dish, we're going back to Dock to Dish again. There's fish recipes that are on there from the tilapia. Not tilapia, I'm sorry. It's the tile fish.
The tile fish. He'll kill you if he hears you say tilapia.
Tile fish, excuse me.
The local Montauk tile fish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of recipes there.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, and so now I have to ask you this question because your house is part of your blog.
Yes.
And you're building this sustainable unit,
mm-hmm.
part of which is going to include a garden.
Yes.
So can you share a little info about that?
Okay, so really quickly, it's a geothermal solar house. So the geothermal system is supported by a solar array. So that means that we're not going to have any fossil fuels going to be running the house. Our carport area, above the carport area, is what is going to be an edible garden. So what we're doing is we're developing an edible garden that's going to be above our carport. We're going to use rainwater to basically water all of the vegetation that's on the roof. I'm also practicing biodynamic farming.
So wait, why on the roof?
The roof because the deer. We have a big deer issue
on our property. Oh, great solution.
Yes. So what we're doing is we're taking the garden out of the yard, the edible garden, I should say,
right.
and controlling it on top of our roof because of the deer,
that
basically.
Is, unless it's Santa's reindeer who come
exactly.
and eat.
If so, I hope they're bringing presents. And then we're going to do chickens on the property. We're going to eventually do bees and practicing with KK Haspel.
Uh-huh.
If you're familiar with her, she's a biodynamic farmer. So I'm going to be doing that type of practice on our property.
I can't wait to come and visit this. Well,
yes.
So where can people learn more? Just quickly, they can go to your blog.
Go to our blog at outeastfoodie.com. And I'm on Twitter, so it's also outeastfoodie. And you could find me there.
Oh, awesome. Laura, thanks so much for sharing your passion, your insights.
Thanks.
And just keep eating.
Yes, exactly. Please do.
Now it's time for the weekly Yum Coast to Coast with Sacks and Katz.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all.
Stirring the Pot is supported in part by Hampton Jitney, the transportation choice for generations of customers traveling to and from New York City and Eastern Long Island. They offer state-of-the-art coaches with Wi-Fi, convenient departures, reliable service, and nearby connections to JFK, LaGuardia, and MacArthur airports. Hampton Jitney also offers charter service and custom group tours to favorite destinations on the East Coast. Information available at 631-283-4600 or HamptonJitney.com.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Stephanie.
So what's shaking in California today?
Ooh, interesting that you would say what's shaking, because I am making an Indian milkshake.
Ooh, yummy.
It's called a mango lassi, and it's from the Longevity Kitchen.
Oh, do tell. How does nutritious meet delicious here?
Well, a mango lassi, the lassi has cardamom in it, and cardamom is a spice that helps optimal digestion.
Oh, wow. So you put ground cardamom in with everything else?
Yes.
So what is everything else?
Well, everything else in this case is mango.
Okay.
And almond milk and yogurt and a spritz of lemon and a drape of mape. You know, my little mape.
Right, your drape of mape.
Right. And it's all wazzed together in my Vitamix.
In Vinny the Vitamix.
In Vinny the Vitamix.
Okay, because you're the only one who names their Vitamix.
I know. I know. Well, everybody has something. And anyway, that's what you get. You get a lassie.
So I have a question. How can we help listeners understand what sort of the perfect ripeness of a mango is?
Ooh. Well, you know what? I'm one of those people. I am a food fondler. So I pick up the mango and I give it a little squeeze. And if it gives back a little, it's ripe. If it's hard as a rock, no.
Okay. And then you cut the skin off and then you cut the flesh. Is that the way you do it?
That's right. So you can, and you can cut around. There's a big pit in the middle, so you can kind of cut around the pit and get all that good flesh out.
Mm.
And then you can stand over the sink and eat the flesh that's still surrounding the pit.
Oh, I love
like
doing
a reward.
That.
I know.
My kids love to do that too.
Yeah.
So how long does this keep if you make a pitcher of it?
Oh, it keeps for like 2 or 3 days in a pitcher easily. And all you have to do is shake it. It keeps really well. Actually, I would say 3 days.
And is there any other fruit that you can do it with?
Yeah, absolutely. You can use banana.
Oh, okay.
Strawberry. You can use papaya. So it's very forgiving. And don't forget, you can use frozen mango or frozen strawberries or you know, whatever you can find on hand.
Yummy yum. Okay, so don't forget to check out the weekly yum recipe this week. It's mango lassi, and you can find it on my blog at stephaniesacks.com. Stirring the Pot is supported in part by Saunders & Associates, who distinguishes itself in Hamptons real estate with a unique concierge style of service, keen insights from an experienced team of professionals, and an effective marketing strategy. Locally owned and operated, Saunders & Associates continually strives to find new and innovative ways to connect with qualified buyers, whether around the corner or around the world. Saunders & Associates, a higher form of realty. Information available at 631-536-5454 or HamptonsRealEstate.com. Right after culinary school, I literally cooked and ate my way through Italy. One of the best ways to get to know a community is to eat from the local land and sea. Where to begin? The farmers markets. Join a CSA, community-supported agriculture, or Dock to Dish, a community-supported fishery. You can always choose from any of the local joints that serve up what's native to the land, including Nick and Tony's, Almond, and more. And don't forget to check out foodday.org to plan your celebration for 2014. I'd like to thank my guests, Laura Luciano, Rebecca Katz, and to everybody who helps me stir the pot, including Geir Magnuson, James Blueweiss, Amy Griggs-Klieger, Nancy Atlas, and our caller, Amy from Montauk. To stay updated and informed and to keep this conversation going, sign up for my weekly blog at stephaniesacks.com. That's Stephanie with an F for food. Real food is this week's title. And you can catch the weekly yum recipe on my blog as well. For next week, Tom Philpott, notable food and ag journalist from Mother Jones Magazine, will join us to talk about home ec and why it should be mandatory. That should be a really exciting show. This show would not be possible without the generous support of Naturopathica Healing Arts Center and Spa, East Hampton Dental Group, Hampton Jitney, and Saunders & Associates. And thank you for tuning in to WPPB 88.3 for Stirring the Pot, where nutritious always meets delicious.